Please be seated. Let's have a show of hands if you have played the game. Who said that before? Really? Who said that? It's kind of a party game, trivia games. Okay, let's play that game since so many of you haven't played that before. Who said this? Love is blind, and lovers cannot see the pretty follies that themselves commit.
Oh, Shakespeare.
Okay, pretty good. You know the game. Shakespeare, in The Merchant of Venice. This should be pretty familiar for older Canadians. There is no place for the state in the bedrooms of the nations. Who said that?
Trudeau.
Yes, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, before he became prime minister, when he was the justice minister in 1967, that was before I was born. Okay, today we came with this saying. Unfortunately, you know the answers. But if you have never heard this reading from the Gospel of Luke, which Annette so eloquently, powerfully proclaimed, who would you have thought? Who said this? I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Wow. For once, I don't think any of us will think that this is what the kind of Jesus we want to believe in, that we have entered into relationship with. I don't think that is the first thing we think of Jesus saying. For once, we never heard this readings being read in baptism, when there is a holy baptism. We never heard it say, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. We probably would be really troubled in hearing this phrase these days. It sounds like it's from a pyromaniac. I learned a new word this week. Pyromaniac is someone with a compulsion to set things on fire. I'm acutely aware that talking about fire at this time of the year is no joke. As thousands of families here in Canada have been forced to flee their homes due to wildfires. And when a wildfire is found to be caused by human origins, as it is suspected to be the case in the Avalon Peninsula in Newfoundland these days, it amplifies the pain to those who lost their homes as a result. Jesus was no pyromaniac. He simply loves to use the literary tool of hyperbole. What is hyperbole? Exaggerated statements or claims not meant to be taken literally. Your English lessons reminder. He used hyperbole to unsettle his listeners and followers to grasp the reality of following his path. He definitely turns on the shock value factor in today's reading, especially just saying to his listener earlier not to worry about their lives and learn from the ravens and the lilies of the field. That was part of last week's reading. Do not worry. Just look at the ravens. Look at the lilies of the field. And now this. Now Jesus is saying that to be his disciple is no walk in the park, as suggested by the hymn, In the Garden, a favorite for many of certain generations, when a Elvis Presley voice sings, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, no others has ever known. It's an all-time favorite when I visit our senior homes.
And prisons.
Yes.
Prisons, the
and
guys
even
like that
people with a memory problem, immediately when I start singing this, people will chime in. Brilliant. No, I am here to bring fire and divisions to set you ablaze. Following me is no walk in the park. I'm here to bring fire and divisions to set you ablaze, a baptism of fire to unsettle the status quo, unloose you from the captivity that you may or may not realize you are in, and ultimately unfold your caged heart, unfold your heart to sense the presence of the loving Creator, and discover or rediscover that you are deeply loved. Unsettled, unloose, and unfold what I call the three U's of following Jesus. If we study scriptures, we should be no shock that following Jesus may cause divisions and conflicts. One of the well-loved parables in the same gospel, Luke, the parable of the prodigal son. The story talks about a father who would go way out of his way to welcome his wasteful lost son after he has wasted his inheritance on who know what. He welcomes him back. But this radical welcome of the father, who is ultimately the prodigal one, wasteful of love and grace, caused division in his family. The elder son was bitter and would not even go to the table and dine with his brother and his father. This parable really captures some of the nature of following Jesus. It is likely to cause divisions. This story has been very instrumental to my own faith, because for a long time I have been that dutiful elder son, looking from the outside, filling with resentment. It was until God spoke to me in this story and helped me, wanting me to desire a place at the table, that I too deserve that radical love of God, that I avail myself for baptism in the church when I was about 20 years old. And I would have never known that this path will continue on this pattern of unsettling me, unloosing me in captivity that I do not even know myself part of until later in life when I have to face what I have been carrying all along. I am attracted to man. This came out quite later in life, and it was until the time I was in seminary that I finally get to be unsettled from the status quo of the world to understand that homosexuality is a sin, is a horrible thing, and homosexual people are evil people, which was what the world and the church has taught me up to that point. It was that critical moment of meeting a gay Christians who are doing powerful ministry in the communities that he belongs. The first time encountering a positive role model of someone that I was told to be evil and God would not bless. From that experience, God continues to help me to unloose the captivity, the internal homophobia that I have in myself, which take many more years to entangle to the point that my caged heart can be unfolded to be in the presence of a truly loving creator who just loved me and the whole created world just as I am and just as it is. This is a personal journey and story of unsettling, unloosing and unfolding. But Jesus' message, Jesus' gospel is more than a personal unsettling, because in terms of the unsettling part of the status quo, it can from personal value, personal belief, to religious status quo, economic status quo, and political status quo. Jesus, after all, was proclaiming a good news in the context of the Roman Empire, which viewed peace as something that you need to use violence and suppressions to obtain peace. That created the first commodity economies that set many people in bondage, making the rich richer and the poor poorer. Jesus was proclaiming a gospel to unsettle these bigger systemic sins in society, and his proclamations continues today. Let's talk about unfolding our hearts to the sense of God's presence. Because after all these unsettling, unloosing, and unfolding is done because of love and in the name of love. One of my favorite recording artists that I have followed for many years. Carolyn Ahrens is from the Fraser Valley. And she released one of her new songs, actually is a meditations by a poem often attributed to Pedro Arrupe, a Jesuit, but is actually written by another Jesuit, Joseph Whelan. This poem is called Falling Enough. Nothing is more practical than finding God than falling enough. In a quite absolute, final way, what you are in love with, what seizes your imaginations, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything. So Jesus' challenging message of unsettling, unloosing, and ultimately unfolding our heart is for this very purpose of helping us to fall deeper enough in love with God, the loving Creator, who loved each one of us into existence by an everlasting love. So as a community, as we discern as a community, how do we respond to the needs of our local community and in the world, as we continue to allow the gospel to unsettle us from our status quo assumptions, allow us the gospel to set us free to deeply love truly like Jesus loved, let us never forget to fall in love. We have a video of this song that was just debuted.